You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Murraycap News for Monday, the 16th of June, 2025. Sorry I'm a bit late with this. Oh, I've had a palaver. I took my dog for a walk, and she's a cockapoo. So, you know, at the moment, we missed a groomer's appointment, but a month back, and she's a ball of fur. And I took her for a walk. I didn't want to take her to this place. It's her favourite place because she's got long hair and lots of sort of brambles and seeds and all that. It's caught in her fur. Anyway, I took her because it was a bit overcast and I thought it's too hot to take her the rest of the week. And after 10 minutes, she came out of a hedgerow. I don't know what she was chasing, panting like a maniac. And she looked like a bush. I thought there's a furry bush there. That could be my dog. So I managed to get her home, and I spent an hour getting all these grass seeds. You know, they're the ones that kids throw at each other. They stick to your back. She was covered in those. Eyes, face, ears, paws, underbelly, everywhere, tail. So I've been washing and hacking at her with the scissors, and she looks like a homeless dog now. She looks dreadful. Anyway, that's why I'm late. I've been doing, a very amateurish groomer impersonation. Anyway, let's look at the markets. Not much microcap news out today. There's about three companies, but I'll cover those anyway. I've added a few more to the database, the microcap database at sharepickers.com if you're a member. But for today, I'll just cover three for, of course, people who are listening and non-members. So let's look at the markets. AMOL share, it's up a third of 1%, 764. It did hit 769. We are still in bull market territory. It would be nice now if we can break that 770 level. Bull markets are 750, so hopefully it'll hold above that. What else is there? FTSE 100. Is it all-time high? No, just off the all-time high. All-time high was 8886, and we're at 8875. But it's up a third of 1%. S&P is up 1%. Where is it? American markets open, 6039. The 250 up half of 1%, 21.284. Just coming off their highs, recent highs, was about 3 or 4 days ago. Let's have a look at the AMOL share. Oh, I just mentioned that, haven't I? Yes. What else is there? NASDAQ up 1.45%. Dow Jones, it's up 0.9%. Again, just off the recent high. Brent crude, in fact, it's rallied strongly. Of course, over the weekend, due to this war, Iran-Israel. This is crazy, isn't it? Middle East. What is wrong with people and the world we live in? That's a bigger question. Anyway, so Brent crude is up a quarter of 1%, $72.32 a barrel. Where's gold here? Gold had a bit of a rally over the weekend, but it's come off a little bit, but it was an all-time high on Friday at 34.51. It's now at 34.22, so not far off that high. Copper, it's up half of 1%. In fact, gold's down 9/10 of 1% today. Copper to the ton, where is that? It's at 10,668, yeah, up half of 1%. Anything else there? That's pretty much it. Well, let's look at Bitcoin. 107,000. Of course, recent high was 110, but the all-time high was 111. So it's up, what is it today? Yeah, about 2% today. Anything else? Bonds, two-year government bond. It's down 9/10 of 1%, 3.9%. That's the yield. 10 years down half of 1%, 4.5. 30-year is down 1/10 of 1% to 5.2. A pound by 1 euro. 17. So the pound is weakening against the euro. Against dollar, 1.35. $1.35. In fact, $1.36 almost. That's a relative high there. So where's the Dixie? Yeah, dollar index is down. It's an all-time, what is it, multi-year. It hasn't been this low since March 2022. That's dollar strength against the basket currencies. And it is a relative low there, a multi-year low. Anything else? No, not really. No, really. Okay, let's look at the microcap database today. So in alphabetical order, this is Ondo InsurTech, O-N-D-O, Bear River Mutual to pilot LeakBot in the US. So they are, what are they now at the moment? They're currently a market cap of about 28 million, enterprise value 35. They've got quite a few convertible loan notes there. They deliver sustainable risk education for home insurers. The company offers LeakBot, which is a patented insurtech system that solves the problem for home insurers. LeakBot is an end-to-end Internet of Things escape of water claims mitigation solution. So you put these on your pipes, and if there's a change in pressure, it alerts you. There are quite a few products like this in the market, actually. The thing that comes to mind already is that they're a one-product company, you know. I suppose they've got the product and the software or the servicing contract side of it. But anyway, share price did drop today on this news, which is surprising because it tends to rally well on news, this company. What is it? It's a pilot, Bear River Mutual Insurance Company, 5,000 homeowners insurance to launch in Utah on the 1st of July. Oh, sorry, no, it's not going to launch on the 1st of July. Bear River Mutual was established on the Bear River Mutual. Does it sound like the kind of company you want to be insured with? Anyway, they are already operating in Utah, so operational costs will not rise that much. The broker reckons it's about, what is it, $5 per month per device. That's what they get here. As far as my comments, this is from the 11th of 4th, really. They've released a trading update then on the 11th of 4th. And 2025 expected top-line growth is very respectable, 40%. However, due to the delay on the Swedish contract, brokers have downgraded forecast revenue to 4.5 to 3.8 million and adjusted loss before tax of 5.3. They've increased that to 5.7. Now, they still have cash, and they don't need more cash to support ongoing operations, they say. How long is the ongoing operations, though? This may be the case, they don't have cash. That's a positive, of course. But there's no profit forecast until 2028. That's assuming there's no further delays. Even with the delay, top-line growth is good, but Ondo, 30 million market cap at 23 pence, is already valued on 10 times sales. What, 9 times sales? That's expensive, especially when they've got no profits. You know, that's assuming all the rollouts go according to plan. So for me, it's a no even at this level. It's had a fall off recently. It's come down from where it's been. It was a recent high of 40 pence, now at 22. But still, I don't think it shows compelling valuations here. Like I said, they're years off from making a profit. And yeah, so it's not one for me. Ondo. O-N-D-O, but it does rally strongly on news when they release bits of news. What else is there? Skin Biotherapeutics, another sort of story stock, really. They've an agreement with Superdrug, and they've done a placing and retail offer. What is it? But 4 million gross they're going to raise is 17 pence. I mentioned about this. So top line growth here for 2025 is very good. They expect to rise by 330% to 5.3 million versus 1.2. They will still be loss-making, but loss before tax is forecast to reduce to 2.9 million, from 2.9 to 1.5. But even though, sorry, I got hiccups. Even though I can't help classifying this as a hope-high potential stock based around the potential of its deal with Croda, the financial details of which is confidential. Market capitalization of 40 million. 40 million. At 17 pence a share, it seems a lot is already priced in, as this puts the company on a valuation of 8x sales. Good news, they've raised some money off the back of the Superdrug deal, which strengthens their balance sheet. There's no broker coverage here. It's difficult to figure out the potential of this agreement and the Croda agreement, but we will see if Croda hype lives up to expectations when SBTX releases their final results at the end of the year, or in a trading update, if they release one. They haven't before. But do you know what history shows in regards to stocks? The hype hardly ever lives up to the reality. So be careful in believing the narrative. Only believe in the numbers. This company is high valuation, and this is a risk, as it means a lot of potential is already priced in. And finally, Triad Group. They have a market cap of 57 million, 54 million enterprise value, engaged in the provision of information, technology consultants to deliver technology-enabled businesses to change organisations in the public sector, private sector, and not-for-profit sector. I don't know what that means, really. But these were the final results here. There's no broker coverage. And they were very good, decent results. They improved on every metric. Revenue increased by 53% to 21.4 million. Profit before tax, 1.5 million versus a loss before tax of 1.29. Cash increased by 64% to 3.3 million versus 2 million. And they generated free cash inflow of 2.56 million versus outflow last year of 1.4. Now, there's no broker coverage or forecast, so it's difficult to work out any forward guidance. And now for 2026, I have attributed and conservative, I think it's conservative, because it did 50% this year, top line growth of 15% and kept the margins largely similar to last year. Now at 330 a share, this would put them on a PE, forecast PE for 26 of 28. Not cheap, but if they replicate this year's growth, it would be. So keep an eye on trading updates, but there's no broker coverage here, so it's hard to tell. But there were a decent set of results from Triad. TRD is ticker there. And like I said, 50, what did they go up today? TRD. I do apologise. It's taking me out of me, that walk. They did rise by, 3% today. But they've had a good rise, actually, from December last year. They were 127 a share. They're now 330 a share, pretty much. So they've had a good rise. Maybe it'll trade in the range for a while. That's it. Thanks for listening. I do apologise. I am very tired. Don't know what's wrong with me. Hopefully you're still awake. Thanks for listening. Don't forget sharepickers.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.